Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 12th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Yuma, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah starts with the Avodah of the day. Omalem Hamamuna, the supervisor, would tell the Kohenim, Tzu'uru, go out and see, go out to a high spot in the Mikdash and have a look, Im Higia Zman HaShchita, if the time of Shechting has started. The first thing shechted was the Kobid Tomid, of the morning Tomid of the Shacharis, and it was important to know if the time had come, because nighttime is possible for shechting the Kobid Tomid. It says, B'yom Sifchachem, on the day that is slaughter. Now, who was this supervisor? According to Rashi and others, it was the vice Kohen Gadol, and others learn that it was the person in charge of the lotteries. Im Higia, if the time had arrived, it was already time to shech the Kobid Tomid, Horoya Omer, the one who went out to have a look, would say, Barkai. Barkai comes from the word Barak, shining. The morning star has shone. In other words, the pillar of dawn has broken. Dawn has broken. Matisya ben Shmuel Omer, Matisya, the son of Shmuel, says, no, he would have to say, Heir kol pnei hamizrach, the whole eastern sky has lit up. And until, which is a period later, a little bit of a time later than Barkai. Then they would ask him, Ad Shebe Chevron? Has the light reached even Chevron? V'hu Omer, and he would say, Hen, yes. The Yishalmi explains that when they asked, did it reach Chevron? Has the light of the morning reached Chevron? They only mentioned this because they wanted to remind or remember the zchus of those who were buried in Chevron. The zchus of the office, of course. The halacha is indeed like Matisya ben Shmuel, and therefore they would wait until it was Heir Kol Pnei Mizrach, until the whole eastern sky was lit up. Says the Mishnah base, V'lo mehutzuch halachach, and why was it necessary to go up in a high place and to see if the dawn has broken, or to see, according to others, to see whether the light of the morning has reached Chevron, has lit up the whole eastern sky. Shapam achas olam or halvana, because one time it happened that the light of the moon had risen, it was quite strong, and it was early in the morning. It didn't happen in Yom Kippur, because this wouldn't happen early in the month. It happens later in the month. That's when the moon sometimes is rising in the morning. V'dimu, and they thought, Sheher Mizrach, they thought, well, the eastern sky has lit up, they thought it was time to shech the tomid. They thought the day had already broken. V'shachat was a tomid, and they shechted the kobid tomid. When they realized their mistake, that it was still night, v'hotzi'uhu, they had to take out the kobid tomid l'beis ha'sreifa. They had to take it out and burn it, because it was shechted in the nighttime and therefore became possel. So they had to have shechted another tomid, another animal, to replace that. From that moment on, they made a takana, that before they ever start the shechita of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, starting with the Talmud, before they ever did that, they would go up to a high place, from a high vantage point, and clarify whether indeed morning has broken. Hoiridu kohen gadol v'eset tefillah. Then, once they've established that once they've seen that the eastern sky is lit up, they would lower the kohen gadol into the Beis HaTefillah, into the place where he had to tovel, because he had to tovel before he shechted the korban Talmud. And by the way, the Mishnah now tells us on other occasions when it was required to tovel for any kohen. Zehaklal hoy b'mikdash kol ha'mesech es raglav. Any person who experienced a bowel movement, ton tevilah, would need to tovel in a mikveh, a proper kosher mikveh of 40 sa. V'chol amat l'mayim, but if he only urinated, then ton kiddush adam raglaim, he only needed to wash his hands and feet from the water in the kiyor, in the wash basin.